So in Acts chapter 10, the few weeks, few Sabbaths ago, we covered from chapter 20, from verse 22 to verse 36 in chapter 10. So we will continue with verse 36, but a quick recap. We understand that Cornelius was directed by an angel to call for Peter so he could hear the words of life. And Cornelius was a righteous man, and we have all the details of what that meant. And Peter had a vision, so that meant that he should go and meet this Cornelius, go to his house. He had a vision, then he was directed by the Spirit to go with the servants of Cornelius who came for him. So just for context, I'll read from verse 28 to 36 and speak only about verse 36. So from verse 28 of Acts chapter 10, he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man, that is a Jew, to keep company or come unto one of any other nation, but Elohim have showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. And we know that's Peter saying this. Verse 29, therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I asked therefore, for what intent have you sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed, and in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, your prayer is heard, and your alms are had in remembrance in the sight of Elohim. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto you. Immediately therefore I sent to you, and you have done well that you have come. Now therefore are we all here present before Elohim to hear all things that are commanded you of Elohim. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that Elohim is no respecter of nations, but in every nation he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. So again, continuing with verse 36, the word which Elohim sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yeshua Messiah, he is sovereign of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how Elohim anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the set apart spirit and with power, and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Elohim was with him. Verse 39, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Yehudim and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Him Elohim raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of Elohim, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that is he which was ordained of Elohim to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believe in him whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Elohim. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the sovereign. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Then they asked him to stay a little while. Okay, so let's go back, starting from verse 36. So as Cornelius and that large group of people with him, Peter continues saying, the word which Elohim sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yeshua Messiah, he is the sovereign of all. He is the Kurios, the absolute ruler. That's what that says. So the word that Elohim sent. So that's the word Elohim sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yeshua Messiah. So that's how they could have peace and all rest is through Yeshua Messiah. Verse 37. He is giving the point of reference as to how long ago, you know, it was published throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. Again, John preached a particular baptism. It was a baptism of water, a baptism of repentance of sins. Repentance is what we do. It's not what the Spirit does. Even though the Spirit will guide us to lead us through His Word, through experience, so we can know to and understand to repent. But that's an operation of the law, as we see, as we read in the law. We read in the law, we know what it says. Or we have experiences that we learn not to make the same mistake, so we repent. That's our job. So John was telling the people to do what's right. Make straight. Correct yourselves. Correct yourselves. Be suitable for Elohim. But the work of Messiah, we will see, is a little different than only repentance. So John preached this baptism. So verse 38 talks about that Elohim anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed, for Elohim was with him. So how was he doing what he was doing? Because the Holy Spirit was in him, and not with measure. In him dwells the Father completely, right? As the scripture says, with power, and went about doing good. He did not condemn anybody. He only, if he lifted his voice in defense of anything, it was to defend the poor, those who were being persecuted, those who were being misjudged. So he stood up against those who would do injustice. He stood against that form of injustice to protect the innocent. That he did. He did good, and he healed all that were oppressed of the devil, for Elohim was with him. So all those healings, all that were oppressed of the devil. Okay, so these are things we must understand. So all those type of sicknesses, all of them were some work of the devil. Even that man that was born blind, when they asked, was he born blind for his sin or for the sin of his parents? Even he was, it was done through the devil. Although Elohim allowed it for his glory, but Elohim did not cause him to be born blind, but allowed it to happen. Because if he did not restrain the adversary, the whole world would be put in misery to all of our deaths if Satan had his way, because he hates us. He does not like us. Oppressed by the devil. So, in which we are witnesses of all things which he both did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on the tree. So they were speaking of himself, Peter and his brethren. He's saying, we were witnesses of these things. We're not just telling you what we've heard, what we've read. We were witnesses of these things. So anyone today who says they are witnesses of Elohim, I'm not going to name, but you are familiar with groups, they say they are witnesses. It cannot be. No one's a witness unless you were there. We can testify of things that Elohim did for us. We can testify and say, you know, the Bible said this, and when I obeyed the Bible, it also happened to me. So we can bear testimony, but we can't be witnesses for Messiah, because we've never seen him. Okay? The only one who wasn't around with him was Paul. But he made sure Paul got to see him, because he met Paul in a visible form, and Paul became an apostle. So also apostles must somehow have seen Messiah. Anyone who tells you they are an apostle and they cannot tell you clearly and convincingly that they have seen the Messiah, don't believe them. That people driven with pride do these type of things. And pride comes before fall. So we know that those who are apostles are those who must have seen Messiah. And we're commissioned directly by him. So anyone who says they are an apostle and you know they haven't seen Messiah or they're not credible, don't even pay any attention to that. So him, Elohim, raised up the third day and showed him openly. But not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of Elohim, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. So is to show you how Elohim can reveal what needs to be revealed to those who are ready for it. Those who are not ready or suitable for it he will not reveal it to them. That includes his word and all his ways. He will not allow people that are not ready for it to be exposed to it. And for those of us who know his word, Messiah told us not to cast our pearl before swine. So we need to be very careful who we present the word to. Okay? So verse 44, and he commanded us to preach. So they had that commandment to preach. What did they preach? To testify that it is he which was ordained of Elohim to be the judge of quick and the dead. That's the kingdom of Elohim. When it says the kingdom, Messiah himself did not preach his role, but preached the kingdom of Elohim that his father was in charge. But he preached to his disciples. He taught them that he was the one that would lead that kingdom. But he didn't tell the others that were out. He told his disciples. But his disciples went and preached so that everyone can know by the work that they did that Messiah is the head of that kingdom. But they told only who were inquiring. They only told who wanted to hear. So verse 43, to him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remissions of sins. Now that's the work of Messiah. It's different from repentance. John's work was to get us to repent. Why? Because repentance doesn't mean you are forgiven. It just means you're repentant. Now that you have repented, we can go to Messiah to do what? To receive remission of our sins. Now he can forgive us if we repent. Okay, that's why he says, if you have your gift and you have a problem with a brother, go and leave your gift and go and be reconciled to your brother. Then go back. So we cannot come to Yeshua with unrepented sins. We have to first repent of them in our hearts and manifest in our actions. If we stole, we have to feel sorry, return what we've stolen if we can, then go to Messiah and ask for forgiveness. Whatever wrong we've done, we must do our best to undo it and then go back. If we can't undo it, we can't undo it. But we must repent first. Then we will receive remission of our sins. That through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. Verse 44. So we see then after that, while Peter was saying, the Spirit came down on all who heard those words. The Spirit of Elohim fell upon them. The Holy Spirit came upon them. And what happened when the Spirit fell upon them? Verse 105, and they of the circumcision which believed, they were believers. They were what? Surprised. No, they were astonished. They couldn't believe it. That's what that means, brethren. As many as came with Peter, they're telling you, those are the ones who came with Peter. They were the believing Jews. They were astonished. They were floored. They couldn't believe their eyes. Why? Because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the set up the Holy Spirit. Again, friend, that's the mystery that when I was doing the book of Revelation that we were talking about. That's what the mystery of Elohim would be revealed. That's what it is. Because we've read elsewhere in the Bible that talks about the mystery clearly. That it was hidden knowledge that Elohim intended to save all nations. The Israelites up to this point, most of them believe that this is something for Israel only. They didn't know. That's why they were so surprised. And that's the mystery. That mystery was revealed then to Peter and to also Paul. But in John, to John in the book of Revelations, as we read, he tells us when that mystery was going to be accomplished. When will all the nations be converted to him and no longer be pagan nations? That's that mystery per the script. So they were amazed. So Peter said, and how did they know? Because of the sign that the Spirit came upon them, that they heard them speak with other tongues in other languages, and they heard them magnifying Elohim. And magnifying, not just praising him. That means they, as they were speaking by the Spirit, they were saying things that people normally did not understand. They were expounding on the knowledge of Elohim beyond the regular understanding. Like when you magnify something, you make it bigger than what's normally seen. So that's what's meant. They were meant. So that's all something only the Spirit can do. It's not just talking and talking. Me, I'm speaking by what I'm reading. But they didn't have text in front of them. The Spirit came upon them and gave them knowledge of Elohim in such a way. That's not really written, not known, but agrees with what's written. So Peter said, can anyone hold back the water of baptism? That is the water of John. It's a necessity. So baptism is an absolute necessity. No one should be teaching the word of Elohim unless they are baptized. As if they are ministers in that way. Because the Spirit will not work with them. You will find that people, no matter how much they read scripture, you will find them confused about scripture. Because you need the Spirit of Elohim to give you right, to cause you to rightly divide the scriptures. You can't understand the scriptures. Neither will Elohim open another door for you. We need to be baptized as long as that's possible. Okay? Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized? Because in their mind, they should not be baptized. That's why Peter said that. They were astonished. They couldn't believe it. But yes, the mystery of Elohim, the love of Elohim is that he wants all nations to be saved. And that was kept a mystery, especially among the Gentiles, among the Jews. They did not have that understanding. And so he commanded them to be baptized in the name, in the authority of the sovereign. And as a result, they prayed for them. They asked that Peter and the Jews should stay with them for a few days. So that's very important, brethren. Baptism is important. Be careful who you listen to. I always say this, be careful that whoever you're trying to getting information from is a baptized person. A person can be a loving, wonderful person, but they need to get baptized. They need to get right with Elohim. Follow his laws. Any rules that people create that ties up their feet from keeping the commandments, you know, is problematic. You understand? So I stop here. So thank you for listening.